Suitcase was waiting when Jesse pulled his cruiser to a stop in front of the station. "Get in," Jesse said. Suitcase did, and they pulled away from the curb. "Anything on the killing?" Suit said. "Nothing." "Where are we going?" "On a training mission," Jesse said.
"A training mission?"
"Police work isn't all fun and games, Suit. A good cop needs to be properly trained. I took a number of classes before I qualified for the LAPD."
"I took only one," Suit said.
"Which is why it's important that you listen and learn. I want you involved in this car theft business."
"I thought Rich Bauer was involved in it."
"He was," Jesse said.
"What do you mean?"
"I mean that I want him less involved."
"Because?"
"Because he's a nitwit." Suitcase didn't say anything. "And he tries my patience." Suitcase still didn't say anything. "I want you on this, Suit."
"So you think it'll escalate?"
"I know it will."
"How do you know?"
"Copley intuition," Jesse said. He pulled to a stop in a no-parking zone directly in front of the town hall. They got out of the car and went inside. Carter Hansen was standing in front of his office when Jesse and Suitcase arrived.
"So, now we have a killing on our hands," Hansen said.
"Why don't we dispense with the niceties and get right down to business?" Jesse said.
"I'm not a big fan of your sarcasm, Stone," Hansen said. "What are you going to do?"
Hansen ushered them into his office and sat down at his desk. Jesse and Suitcase sat opposite him.
"We'd love some," Jesse said.
"Excuse me," Hansen said.
"Coffee, we'd love some," Jesse said.
After a moment, Hansen picked up the phone and dialed a number.
"Marilyn, would you please bring some coffee for Chief Stone and Officer Simpson?"
He hung up the phone.
"What are you doing about this killing, Stone?" Hansen said.
"Jesse," Jesse said. "I much prefer Jesse." Hansen glared at him.
"I need you to purchase a couple of vehicles," Jesse said.
"You need me to do what?"
"I need two vehicles, both Hondas, one Civic, one Accord, used."
"May I ask what for?" Hansen said.
"I'm going to use them as bait."
"This has something to do with the car thefts?" Hansen said.
"It does," Jesse said.
"Do you believe that the killing and the car thefts are related?"
Jesse didn't say anything. The door to Hansen's office opened, and a middle-aged woman entered, carrying a tray filled with two cups of coffee, a small pitcher of milk, and a handful of sugar packets. She placed it on the sideboard, smiled at the two officers, and left.
"Are you planning to catch them by using these vehicles?" Hansen said.
"Not exactly," Jesse said, sipping his coffee.
"Then what are you planning to do?"
"I'm not going to tell you."
"You're not going to tell me?"
"That's correct," Jesse said. "How do I go about requisitioning the Hondas?"
"Now wait just a minute," Hansen said.
"Why do you think that the Board of Selectmen would purchase these vehicles without knowing what you're planning to do with them?"
"Because I'm the police chief."
"Well, I won't," Hansen said.
Jesse sat silently. Suitcase sat silently. Hansen sat silently. Finally, Jesse broke the silence.
"You're going to purchase these vehicles because you have no wish to see car theft and murder destroy the summer season," he said.
"If the media were to connect this killing to our current crime wave, you can just imagine how that story would play. You might as well post a town closed for the summer sign in front of the speed trap."
Hansen continued to sit silently. Finally, he said, "Have the dealership send the bill to me directly. And in the future, Chief Stone, please refer to it as the entrance to paradise, not the speed trap."